True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sun's rising. Looks like a beautiful day. Sun Andre rising here on a Tuesday. A lot of people celebrate. Nathan, you're married. You get to celebrate Tuesdays now. Bob, you get to celebrate Tuesdays. I'll still be a loser.
You can go play golf today, though, and celebrate Tuesday. You made that face. Why are you making that face?
Not warm enough yet.
Not warm enough.
No, because it's only going to be like four. Like, Speck has a rule where he won't play golf if it's under 60.
You lost me. It's Speck has
right.
a rule.
Whereas, like, I do have a similar rule, but I don't like to play golf if it's under 50.
Well, it's not supposed to be that way in the next couple of days. It's supposed to be nice and sunny and whatnot, right?
It's going to be 50 at 2 p.m. and it's going to be 49 at 3 p.m.
Oh, no.
So,
yeah.
And by the time 2 p.m. hits, I'm already going to be on the course at noon. So.
Right. What's it supposed to be at noon then?
45.
Like, all right. Too cold for you?
It's not fun.
All right. It's not. I get you. Yeah. You don't want to be uncomfortable.
But if it's
there,
like 56, 57 at like 10 a.m., yeah, I'll go out there. I don't care if it's because I'll just put a beanie on and dress appropriately.
But at 10 a.m., that means by noon, it's probably in the 60s if it's that warm at 10 a.m. So
yeah, because I played last Tuesday and it was like 54.
Yeah.
But there was a little bit of a breeze.
Ugh.
So it felt like it was like 51, but I had the beanie on and the long johns and the Under Armour, so
right.
We were good.
You were fine. Yeah, get out there and play. It's good for the soul to get out there. I'll tell you that right now. My bonehead of the week goes to a collective grouping of people, and it's anybody who wants Andy Reid fired. All of the people who have come to social media, or I'm sure our text line has had it yesterday, right? That you said that the people wanted Andy Reid fired and whatnot. I think those folks are the boneheads of the week. Because think about what you're saying, first and foremost, about firing arguably the greatest coach in NFL history. And you may be down on this season. And honestly, I do believe that we can all be down on this season. But at the level of your anger has to be discussed as well, because if you're at rage levels because of the way this season ended, you haven't been doing what I've asked you to do for the last 10 years and enjoy that ride. Because if you enjoyed that ride, you're sad that this thing is over right now and they're not in the playoffs, but you're not raged. You're not mad. You're not angry. You're not feeling like you've been had and somebody screwed you and you need to exact revenge. You're not to those levels yet if you've been enjoying this ride the entire time. You can be sad. You can be, you know, oh man, this sucks. It's over. But to have the rage to fire Andy Reid is one of the more ridiculous, if not the most ridiculous, Kansas City sports take that we've heard. And I've had enough ridiculous sports takes in my career to go to bat and say anybody who thinks firing Andy Reid is the right way to go is probably the most ridiculous sports take in the history of Kansas City sports, because Andy Reid is still the right guy. Does Andy Reid need some time to recharge? You bet. We all need some time to recharge. Do they need to make some changes on this team? You bet they do. Do I want to go into the season with anybody other than Andy Reid leading this organization? No, I don't. Because if you look at the pool of coaches out there, it is not real deep. There's not many great ones out there, and we have a great one, and he's the difference maker as to why we've had these last 10 years be as spectacular as they were. And so Bonehead of the Week, Dusty, goes to the people who want Andy Reid fired.
They're back.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe not necessarily to the degree that you're mentioning, but Andy Reid people don't want a repeat of what happened to Andy in Philadelphia.
Now that's up to Clark to make sure that doesn't happen.
They go on to say he got stale, he got predictable, and he was out. His team sucked. Look at Bill Belichick from the 816. He was better than Andy, and he doesn't have it anymore. Andy sucks now. From the 913, Reid is stale and has been the same coach, all caps, for 20 years. Hasn't changed and won't change.
Been pretty damn good, though, for 20 years, right? If you tell me Andy Reid for 20 years is going to have the results that Andy Reid's had for 20 years versus somebody who changes all the time, that's a dumb text, right? He's done the same thing all the time. Yeah, he's also got 3 Super Bowl championships and been to 6.
Right. Okay, so he hasn't done the same thing for 20 years, and it's not the same as Philadelphia. They've won 3 Super Bowls here in Kansas City. That didn't happen in Philadelphia.
No.
So you could say Mahomes got him over the hump, and I know you could delete the texts that you got drafted out saying he didn't have Mahomes. Mahomes got him over there. I agree. Mahomes right. Put him over the edge. What I know is that Reid and Mahomes, that combination works.
Yes.
It is on Clark Hunt to make sure Andy Reid adjusts and is flexible as the game progresses. Mm-hmm. I don't think he did a good job of that coming into this season. They were also coming off a three-peat. The plan had worked year after year after year. So right. Now is the time to make those changes.
Right.
You have to trust that he's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we see here is one of those moves that we've seen many times in baseball where a team has been good and then they're not. And instead of firing the manager, the hitting coach, the pitching coach, the bench coach all get fired.
Right.
And it may not be because they were doing everything wrong, but it's more so like, we're not going to fire the head man, but we're going to let you know that things need to change below you and maybe new voices need to get in. And unfortunately, in the worst season that the Chiefs have had under Andy Reid before this, it was 9-7. And, you know, this is one of those seasons where it wasn't great. And it's not like they're going to go in there and be like, yeah, you're out, dude. One faltered season and you're done. It's going to be one of those things where it's like, maybe the nepotism of what's in the coaching staff isn't going to be here anymore, and we're going to bring in new voices. I'm also going to give you a little bit more to spend and get more money in this team to make sure that it doesn't happen. And then if it does happen again the next year, then it's inevitable where it's like, all right, dude, like it is what it is.
It is what it is. You're absolutely right about that. But you also learn from mistakes. Just because something happened in Philadelphia doesn't mean it's going to happen again here in Kansas City. Or just because something didn't happen in Philadelphia doesn't mean it's not going to happen here in Kansas City. As an adult, and I think people start to realize this the older they get, I know I do, you start to really look back at your mistakes and learn more and more from your mistakes and what went wrong and not want to do that again to be in those situations. Like, and Andy, where he is right now, I'm sure he looks back at Philadelphia and goes, I don't want to be back in that situation where I went from a hero to a guy that they were running out of town. You don't want Andy Reid's tenure as the greatest head coach in Kansas City kind of to end like it did for Hank Stram, where they ended up running him out of town, right? So this comes down to, you know, the biggest player this offseason for me, I keep saying it over and over again, is going to be Clark Hunt. And it's not going to be Clark Hunt 100% just by opening the wallet there for Andy Reid to go out and get what he needs, but also checking Andy Reid as well and making sure that Andy Reid doesn't fall into those habits that they had in Philadelphia. And this organization doesn't just start going out there and signing randos and, you know, taking flyers on guys that are too old or whatever the case may be, what they did in Philadelphia to try to make one last run at it. When you try to make one last run and you hit that panic button, you've screwed everybody in the organization. And so that's where Clark Hunt has to be on top of things and say, Andy, we're not going to do that kind of stuff that went on in Philadelphia. We're not going to make panic moves this offseason. We're we're going to continue to move along and make this team better and add some pieces in and, you know, get you the running back and all that kind of stuff and maybe change out your wide receiver and running back coaches, and we can all move forward. Some coaches may leave for other jobs. Who knows, you know, what the changeover is going to be, but the fact that people want Andy Reid fired, that is the worst sports take in Kansas City sports talk radio history.
I
wanted to trade Kelce 10 years ago.
I think two things can be true. I think Andy Reid should not and will not be fired, and I think that he should reevaluate what he's doing on offense. I think there is two things that can be true. That I don't think he should lose his job, but I think that you could have the first time in his tenure here where it's like, hey man, like, we need to fix some things, and that starts with you.
Yep.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's not really a good thing, but it's like, hey, like, the legacy has to have some sort of weight. Where we were, where they've been, and what they've done cannot just be crumbled up and thrown away and just completely react that way. Because if not him, then who?
Right.
Right? Like, who's the guy you want to have come in if it's not Andy Reid?
Because there's nobody out there that can give you the level of success that Andy has had.
Like, I think we, as Chiefs fans, are like, oh, like I think we're short-sighted to that fact. Because it's easy to say, well, yeah, look at what we were before Andy Reid's here. And they say, well, but we have Patrick Mahomes. We didn't have him then. Mm. Look around the league and look at the stability of the coaches who have their teams in this thing. Both Harbaugh brothers, they haven't won anything in recent years in the NFL as far as it goes. Tomlin hasn't won anything recently as far as the NFL goes. Guys like Kyle Shanahan, Dan Campbell, who have never won anything, but their teams are competitive every year. Like, he is clearly in that echelon, even if you don't think he's still the, by far and away, you know, offensive mastermind he used to be. All I'm asking for is not, I'm not judging it based off if they win the Super Bowl next year or whatever. All I'm asking for is for a shot from, like you said, Bob, Clark Hunt. You sit down with Andy Reid this offseason, and you can collaborate on these changes that need to be made.
Sure, and you
just
should.
Just show him you don't have 100% reign. This is a collaboration, and you need to maybe rethink some of these things. Because if it happens another year, or God forbid, two more years, then yeah, I'll be having this conversation.
Right, yeah.
One year falling short of your goals doesn't get me there.
No, it doesn't get you there at all. And quite honestly, like, you know, if we're sitting here next year having these same conversations, then maybe it is a bigger topic. You're right about that, Nathan. But I don't think at this point in time, the fire Andy Reid stuff, it really is at this point in time, is the most ridiculous, you know, hot take in Kansas City sports talk radio history.
Hey, and sometimes when, you know, drastic situations happen, drastic takes get presented. So I think we're all still kind of in panic mode from a city, from a fan base, where it's like, oh my gosh, it's actually not happening this year for the first time since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, I think there is a lot that needs to be done. I think there is a lot of, you know, conversations that need to be had, and we'll see what the owner and the GM do in this offseason. But coming up next, we'll get to Josh Briscoe at 8:25, plus somebody out of law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Las Vegas. Not like a fan or a person, but like maybe somebody that we all know here on 96.5 The Fan. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports. We'll get to Josh Briscoe in just a little bit here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Pete Carroll going to make it?
Doesn't look that way, Dusty. Does not look that way at all.
Because not throwing shade, you had high hopes for Pete in Vegas this year.
I did. I thought it was a good hire. I thought it would bring back normalcy for a little bit, you know, get an adult in the room.
Sure didn't look that way.
But you know what? Maybe it's not the coaches anymore out in Las Vegas. Like, how many coaches are they going to fire before we realize the organization is the issue, right? I mean, we've gone from coach to coach to coach to coach to coach, and it seems like every year they're firing a coach out there. At what point in time do you look at Lloyd Christmas and his bowl haircut and go, you know, you're not doing it the right way out here as the owner? And so they're talking about Pete Carroll potentially retiring at the end of the season, getting a portion of what, you know, he's owed in his contract. Antonio Pierce is off the books now, so they're not paying him anymore. And so, I mean, to me, ultimately, that you've got to treat the symptom, they always like to say, and not, you know, what becomes of that. The symptom here is that the Raiders are just an effed up franchise that doesn't have any direction whatsoever, with a bad owner who has an even worse haircut, with a model as his, like, GM sitting alongside that's also on TV. Like, what's actually going on out there in Las Vegas? Because I am. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It seems like there are just a lot of people involved, a lot of people, including, I'm talking about Tom Brady and the owner, that probably don't have business doing what they're doing. Eventually, I just can't continue to look at the coaches and say it's the coaches that are the problem when you're changing coaches every single year with that franchise.
And the text line says, why would we want them to change?
That's not the narrative, but the
narrative is they're going to, because outside of drafting and developing in Los Angeles and Denver, they have went out and gotten two coaches that have leadership qualities, that have a trajectory of success, that have a resume that checks out. Jim Harbaugh is working in Los Angeles.
Right.
Justin Herbert looks like a different quarterback the last 2 years.
Yep.
They drafted a wide receiver out of TCU, Quentin Johnson, and he looks over the last 2 years like they have figured it out
and the game plan's working.
They went and got Amarian Hampton, this Vidal kid that they just
– Sassoon.
Yeah, he just worked out.
Yep.
Right, Gadsden, a rookie tight end that they figured out could work in their system.
Sixth round pick or whatever he was, you know.
It's working in Los Angeles. You go to Denver, they got their Bo Nix guy. He put into the system with Sean Payton. It's working.
Mm-hmm.
It would make you think that the Raiders are going to say to themselves – well, if Denver did it, and they were ass for 10 years, and the Chargers did it, they just couldn't beat the Chiefs when it mattered. Well, maybe we need to do that, and that's where, like, the question comes in. Why would we want them to change?
We don't want them to,
because we would think that the way that they're going to adjust is take notes from these other teams, because the Chiefs did it, right?
Yeah.
They were down and out in 2012. What are we going to do? We're going to get the hottest coach commodity that's out there. We're not going to let him leave the airport when it comes to if he's going to Arizona or not. So they kept him here, and they changed their franchise, and it's been successful at least since 2013.
Yeah.
You look at what the Raiders could and might possibly do, and that, in fact, could be they just go, instead of paying the next player a bunch of money, they're going to go find the first coach that they believe can be that guy, which I don't know who it is this year, but it would terrify me absolutely to hell if John Harbaugh gets fired and the Raiders say, you know what, John? Here's a blank check. You're not leaving Vegas.
That's exactly right. That is my biggest fear. I said, you know, to you last night, I said, I like where we are with the Raiders right now. We don't want them to hire their Peyton or their Harbaugh, because if they do, I mean, this division right now is tough enough. We need the Raiders to stay where they are. And I think they will, because I don't believe in their ownership. I just believe, like, Pete Carroll's a Super Bowl winning coach. He's not working there. Antonio Pierce obviously was not a Super Bowl winning coach, but he didn't work there. You know, Rich Bisaccia, the interim coach, didn't work there. Tom Cable didn't work. Rich Bisaccia took him to the playoffs. Yeah. He's the guy they should have stayed with. Ultimately, he was the guy that they should have stayed with. But his name is Rich Bisaccia, and it sounds like an item of Jaspers versus a guy who's coaching on the sideline.
Let's make the sandwich.
Yeah, I'll take the Rich Bisaccia tonight.
With some mozzarella.
Right. I mean, that's what it sounds like, right?
It doesn't milk. Send it back.
I think the best thing for the Chiefs fans, AFC West fans, and the worst thing for Raiders fans is the existence of Jerry Jones. And I think if he wasn't the circus that he is in Dallas, the Davis family would get more run for the crazy stuff they've done in Vegas. But luckily, Jerry Jones' son is going to take over when he's no longer there. So it's always going to be this way. But I'm with you 100%, Bob. I think it's ownership there, and I don't think it's going to change.
And I know just from being around, you know, sports for as long as I have, and you talk to coaches and whatnot, and they always go, you've got to go to a situation with good ownership. You have to find, you know, good ownership. And if you don't have good ownership, you don't have a chance to be successful. And that's something that, you know, obviously with the Royals, you know, they didn't have good ownership for 20-some years with the Glass family. They were terrible when it came to the product on the field. They got a little bit lucky because Dayton did his job better than anybody else has had as a general manager in professional baseball, and they found a way to win where they should never have won in Major League Baseball. But it wasn't because of them. It was because of what Dayton and his team ultimately did. They overcame ownership. It doesn't happen a lot where you're able to overcome ownership. I know people joke about the Pittsburgh Steelers all the time, but they've been above 500 for the last 30 years, and the one consistent has been ownership in all of that. And if you don't have a good owner, you just are not giving yourself an opportunity for success. And so I keep thinking about Pete Carroll. I'm like, that guy didn't go from a Super Bowl coach to a nitwit. He went from the Seattle Seahawks to Lloyd Christmas running the franchise.
Somebody says, knowing the Raiders, they'll just hire Gronkowski next.
But I think, you know, for Raider fans' sanity, the good news is they can't hire Josh McDaniels because they've already been down that road, right? They've already been down that road, and even though Tom,
I don't let him leave ever.
No, you don't let him go anywhere. You make him the assistant head coach, you pay him big bucks, and you keep him there. But I was just thinking of like the Tom Brady ties, and you know how that's always gone over the years. And obviously, Bill Belichick is not going to come back and go to Oakland. But it really doesn't matter who you put in charge if your ownership is that bad. Like, you know, companies don't fail because their employees aren't good. Companies fail because of leadership.
No doubt. Yeah, it's interesting to see what they do. I'm interested to see what the Raiders will do moving forward. And somebody says, you guys are literally scared of anything. John Harbaugh couldn't do anything on the Raiders. I think there's a lot of
people. Why give him an opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I think also, like, it says, you guys are scared of everything. Raiders getting Harbaugh wouldn't do anything. Well, I think there's a lot of people out there that probably thought Sean Payton was not going to be able to do anything. And then he got his system in there. It took a year. He got Russell Wilson out, got Bo Nix in there. They were a playoff team last year.
Right.
And they're potentially going to be the one seed this year. Jim Harbaugh, same situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's what he does. Now he's got to win in the playoffs, and so does Sean Payton. But the Chiefs are in a down year, and they're ticking upwards, and the Chiefs tick downwards this year. So yeah, I don't know what it is.
I would not be a happy camper if John Harbaugh got fired in Baltimore and went to, you know, Las Vegas. I wouldn't be a happy camper either if Mike Tomlin ended up in Las Vegas. I love the fact that they're in this realm now where they just can't get things figured out, and every division needs a bottom feeder. You just hope it's not you. And so we've got the Raiders standing there right now that, you know, over the course of games in a season of 18 weeks, you need a break every once in a while and a 31-0 laugher and that kind of stuff. So I hope Pete Carroll stays forever, but that franchise, regardless of who they have as head coach, is never going to change till ownership changes.
Briscoe is going to join us now here on 96.5 The Fan.
He's the first voice you hear 3 hours before kickoff and the first voice you hear after the final whistle.
Future Hall of Fame receiver, future Hall of Fame quarterback, being able to figure it out for the last half of the season.
Here's the new Chiefs Radio Network pregame and postgame show host, Josh Briscoe.
All right, we did it earlier, Briscoe. We did one word on Danan Hughes, what this season was at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday. One word, Josh Briscoe, on where you were at 3:30 of this year.
3:30 was sad. With about 2 minutes left in the game, I had reached a point of relative zen. But after Patrick Mahomes hobbles down the tunnel with all the banners next to him, sad is the only word that I have at this point.
What flavor of zen did you do? And you go upper lip or bottom lip?
I would have needed a faceful, I think, to turn my mood around. But yeah, that really is where I was at. With about 2 minutes left in the game, the rest of the NFL slate had played out in the way that, hey, if you lose the Chargers, you're mathematically eliminated. And I had reached an okay point. You know, this team didn't have it this year. Everybody's close. The whole middle class of football is just a play or two away. I mean, you know what? It's just, that's how this went. They need to retool and do some things this offseason, and then just, you know, the one thing that couldn't happen happened, and it's hard to dig out from that one.
You mentioned where you were in your mental state. I feel like we're all kind of there at this point in time. Like, I didn't sense the rage and the anger, except from, you know, the folks in social media and the text line, which is not a good representation of real human beings and whatnot. It, like, just being around town, people are just like, oh, well, it wasn't our year. We'll get back at it next year. And, like people are kind of, you know, like, okay, it's over, it's fine, but also kind of more positive, you know, than I thought they would be. I think as a city as a whole, we're handling this fairly well.
Yeah, and I think there are two things that play into that. One is just how definitive it is. Like, it's not like the season's ending on that day in January, or even in a close playoff loss. I mean, 6-7 going 6-8 and just seeing time and time again them be close, but not quite close enough. I think that helps a little bit, where you can just go, okay, no, this isn't an issue of like one player getting hurt and derailing what otherwise should have been a Super Bowl season. You can just kind of see it there. And the other thing is, I think we have a high football IQ as a city. And I think it's sunk into people for the most part that it's really, really, really hard to outrun the way the NFL is structured. The NFL, and I think for the best for everybody, the NFL is structured in a way where dynasties aren't supposed to happen. You're not supposed to be able to outrun the entropy of your roster. You can draft great players and develop players, but it's a salary cap sport. You got free agency. The Chiefs get all the credit in the world for finding and developing Tershawn Wharton, and then he gets his payday from the Carolina Panthers. You win Super Bowls and you pick 32. It's harder to find the replacements in terms of your blue chip talent. So you just have to be perfect almost, or have a perfect quarterback to be able to outrun that. And the Chiefs weren't perfect this year. They've been really, really, really incredible over this dynastic era. They've maximized that in so many ways. And then this year, nobody was perfect. The roster construction, the coaching, the execution from the players. So I, again, maybe in good company there. I have come to terms with what this season was, and frankly, I felt okay about it with 2 minutes left in presumably, you know, in the season against the Chargers. And now your entire offseason is different. The start of next season is in jeopardy, and you don't really know where to start with Patrick Mahomes. And that's the thing now that honestly makes a lot of the playoff problems feel kind of quaint by comparison.
When you look at this season moving forward, I thought it was hilarious. The Chiefs Titans game, the Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites. The over under is 37.5.
Seems high.
Yeah. What do you want to see moving forward with this team that will be on the field in Sunday's games?
I want to see guys that have something to prove in whatever way you want to slice that. Like, you know, I know Creed Humphrey talked after the game about like, we're professionals. That's what we get paid to do. We want to go play for pride and all of that. And I respect that completely, like genuinely. If you are on the football field, you have to go 100%. You cannot go halfway. It's dangerous to you and everyone around you and all of that. But with all due respect, Creed Humphrey has nothing to prove to me. Hunter Norzad might be able to show you that he can be a legit backup interior lineman the rest of the way. Your tackles are already those guys. I don't need to see Trey Smith again. I don't need to see Xavier Worthy. He has stuff to prove, but not on this body. Like, he's ready for surgery, it seems. So I really am ready to see them start getting healthy for the guys who are even nagging injuries right now. Start your offseason and get an extra month for a team that's gone 2 months extra into playoff territory, playing, what, 20-some games in this run, in postseason games. You're not only getting a postseason off, take an extra few games, Chris Jones. You have put your body out there all season. You're an older defensive tackle. Start the process for next year. And then Breshard Smith, and maybe we get Jalen Royals and defensively, give me Jeffrey Bassa and more Jaden Hicks. Like, start to really kind of set the stage so you know, you know with some confidence what you have in those young guys, and so you know exactly how much work you have to do on the roster. I'm signing up for that. And again, like, look, if I was wearing a helmet, I would not say this. I would feel differently, but I do not necessarily need winning football the rest of the way. Go out there and show something. Let's see, I don't know, Jared Wiley getting more work again. Let's see if Jared Wiley can catch some passes from Gardner Minshew and show you what he can be. But right now, the draft pick positioning, I know it's no fun to be looking at the end of the year like this, but the draft pick positioning is more important than the wins at this point in my mind.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm never that guy to lose and all that kind of stuff and suck for luck. I think that sucks, but we know what our fate is. It's like we're not still playing for the postseason. We aren't. We're not playing for anything. It's officially elimination day. And so I am kind of with you. Having a top 10 pick in the middle of Patrick Mahomes' career is going to be potentially the pick that is equal or a little bit less than obviously than what Patrick Mahomes' pick ended up proving out. Like, you started your first dynasty by getting him, and maybe you start your second dynasty by getting somebody just as good that you can pair with Patrick Mahomes going forward for the next, you know, 8 to 10 years or whatever it is.
And it seems like, I'm not a draft expert through and through, and I have not fully put on my draft hat yet, but it seems like there's a pretty big difference between picking 10 and picking 15 or 16 this year. So, like, beating or losing to the Titans and Raiders could really determine, are you getting a good player, or are you getting a real blue-chip prospect at a premium position? So, yeah, I'm also never that guy. I understand that by the time Mahomes got hurt, that game felt almost meaningless. Patrick Mahomes is going to try to make a play with a breath of air in his lungs at any given point. Like, I'm not even mad in any particular direction. It's just, like you said, the fate is sealed. I do care about the AFC West. I care about the playoff berth. I care, obviously, about AFC championships and Super Bowls. But at this point, like, just keeping the winning record streak going really doesn't mean anything to me because frankly, I don't think it should mean anything to the Chiefs because their standard is so much higher than that. You're not the Saints right now trying to talk yourself into having a winning culture. That has been well established here. What the Chiefs need to do is figure out the ways to evaluate their roster the rest of the way and position themselves as well as possible to acquire more talent this offseason. And again, I know it's not going to be any fun, and I know I got to host the postgame show regardless. So if they lose to the Titans, you will not hear me glum on the postgame show because I do want to see that top 10 pick more than I want to see some regular season Gardner Minshew kind of meaningless wins.
Yeah, when you look at the offseason, there's been a name, and I know it's been out there, Eric Bieniemy. And we talked last week about how Todd Pinkston's your running backs coach. I'm not saying that Eric Bieniemy needs to be the offensive coordinator, but if you do draft a running back high in the first round, would you consider kicking the tires again on Eric Bieniemy, but as the running backs coach?
Yeah, I would be curious if that's a lateral move that he would make. I'm open to whatever. I do think there's a pretty clear argument for trying to figure out how to refresh the coaching staff in a way that, obviously Andy Reid's always going to have his guys, and I understand why. Like, you've got these years of communication and kind of setting the standard for how you expect things to be done and all of that. But I do think that you need to see some sort of fresh face stepping in. I think Mike Kafka coming back potentially from the Giants at the end of this season also makes a lot of sense. But he and Bieniemy are both guys who were here already. So I would be perfectly happy to see Kafka or Bieniemy back in whatever circumstance they'd come back in. I would also be happy to see some other coach from the Ben Johnson school, some other McVay Shanahan disciple who might be able to come in and present something different from a running game perspective. Obviously, they need more talent in the running back room. I know that's been covered. I'm not sure that using that rare top 10 pick on even a potentially elite running back is my favorite idea. I don't know that Tyler Algier as a free agent is solving the problem, because I think that seems like there are deeper problems in the Chiefs running game than just who the back is. So I do think that having some sort of additional coaching evolution there would be a good thing. And look, this is always kind of a sensitive one because it's really hard from the outside to say, like, here's what these positional coaches are all doing every week. I don't know. I'm not in the meeting.
Right.
But I do think that if Andy Reid and Brett Veach and Clark Hunt, whoever wants to be in on this conversation, if you ask yourself, which of these coaches have shown their value, like, who has made their young players better, who has contributed to winning game plans, like, who is improving the team with their presence, they should all stay. And if you can make that argument for any of those guys, then so be it. If you can't make that argument for a specific position coach, or this could go to players as well, if you're not a part of the solution here, if you're not improving this football team, you ought to look at what your options are.
You know, also, too, you talked about Mike Kafka coming back, and he mentioned Bieniemy coming back. And you know what? I'm just not into putting this band back together. Like, what does Kafka offer that you don't normally have here? If Andy really wants to change his coaching staff up, then he needs to go get different voices who were able to kind of, I don't want to say be on the same level as Andy, but challenge Andy at times. You know, have somebody different in there. Have a different voice. Don't just continue to surround yourself with the same old, same old. That's when it starts to get stale.
And I mean, it's gotten stale. I don't have a pushback for you there.
I like your idea, though, of going outside the organization and going to a Ben Johnson tree or a Sean McVay tree. Something different, because the same old is expired here in Kansas City.
And I would love, if I had my, like, fantasy draft pick here, Mike McDaniel coming in and just taking total ownership of the running game and kind of building that back up in a way that gels with everything else Reed and Mahomes want to do, that would, for me, I think, be my number one, like, that might be my number one priority for the offseason. But again, you're going to bring in a guy like that and put him in what role? If Mike McDaniel comes in and he's the offensive coordinator from a different offensive school of thought in Andy Reid's offense, maybe that works, but I'm not holding my breath for it, because I do think the Kafka reunion for a guy who did go out and did learn some other things and spent time with Daboll and got another view of the NFL and trying to figure out how to use different running quarterbacks at different times, how to make chicken salad out of the talent that you have at times there in New York. Like, I think that's probably, for me, I think that's probably my favorite option that feels realistic at this point. But if there is a completely outside voice and Andy's willing and able to give a little more of that control or of the creative influence there, I'm totally open for that. And I think Reed would be on some level, because he's willing to take ideas from anywhere. We know this goes back to, like, the first moments of football's existence. He's got black and white tapes to figure out how to run some trickery out of that. I would love to see more of that creativity and some fresh ideas come back, however it evolves. I think a familiar face is probably more likely than a brand new one, but I'm open to options here for sure.
Briscoe, we love what you do. We'll continue to have you on the show, because the season moves on and so do we. So we'll talk to you again next Tuesday, brother.
I am my own backup, so I might do the Minshew mustache and I'll be here next week.
Nice. Bring the jorts, baby.
I've got some.
Bring a van and drive it across to I-10 and just stop at random truck stops and sleep for a month.
I may or may not have done that a time or two, but that's here.
Josh Briscoe, everybody, the Chiefs pre- and post-game radio host there for. We'll talk to him again next Tuesday. Coming up next, we'll get into some more on what drafting position could be and what would you pick here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Moving along, 8 o'clock hour. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get into Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow.
SBC, baby.
That's right. SBC, stinky. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's
fine. I apologize to everybody for doing that.
That's all right. Somebody BBL. Said earlier on the text line when they were watching the Chiefs game on Sunday, they kept going, BBL, stinky.
A lot of people do.
And then he was like, my wife kept asking, where's that from? And his daughter goes, Cardi B. They talked about it on the show he listens to. Bang.
I love it. I love it. Hey, let me ask you guys a question.
No.
All right. But let's pretend I'm Brett Veach for the day, right? And I come to both of you guys and I say, all right, I'm not asking you who's available. I'm not asking you anything. I'm just strictly going off position. And we have the 11th pick. What position should we be targeting at 11? Again, take out the minutiae of who's available and all this. I just want to talk position grouping right now. I feel like we all may have different answers, or we all may have the same answer. So if you're Brett Veach and you're having that conversation, and I'm Brett Veach, and I say, Nathan, what do you think position-wise? Dusty, what do you think position-wise that we need to target and is the most important position of need going into this? Not free agency, going into this draft.
He said your name first.
At 11, I think I'm at wide receiver right now.
Okay, Dusty?
Is there a Janikowski in the draft? No, let's see.
What? It's just funny. I don't know. Can't
position
I laugh?
Position of need, right?
Well, kicker probably is.
I mean. So, in all seriousness, I think if Jeremiah Love is there, you take him.
Okay. Because so, he's running back?
Because I think he is the one elite running back that is the outlier, right? Like, you look at Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs. Those guys, they're great at what they do. That's why they got drafted that high. I get it. The narrative of running backs in the draft is you can find one late in the third. You can find one in the seventh. They've done it before. Well, they've done that before because they haven't been serious about the running back position. And I get it. Rashard Smith could be good, but he was a seventh round pick because he was a seventh round pick. Kareem Hunt, he's a seventh round pick or a third round pick out of Toledo. Isaiah Pacheco, a seventh round pick out of Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, just maybe, with your quarterback who's having ACL and LCL surgery last night, could use a dynamic running back. And if Jeremiah Love is there at 11, then it works because Clyde Edwards-Helaire was a first-round pick that Patrick Mahomes wanted, and they took him. And I'm sorry, but we all watched that LSU team. That was a tree we were all picking the fruit from. And it just so happens that Clyde Edwards-Helaire was the one guy that didn't hit, and we were the one team that took him. And we weren't going to get Jamar Chase, and we weren't going to get Justin Jefferson. And we weren't
still won a couple of Super Bowls even taking Clyde
Edwards-Helaire. Patrick Queen was on that team, and he's still doing his thing at a high level. So I think that if you look out of desperation and need, and Jeremiah Love is there at the dynamic running back that he is, and I know that all of you will say, no, you never take a running back that high. Well, you've never had Patrick Mahomes coming off reconstructive knee surgery.
It's interesting when you said desperation, and I hope that's not the thought process, because when you do go into desperation mode, you make really bad decisions. I don't hate running back. I don't hate where you went. And I'm glad you guys went that way, because I went a completely different direction. I went rush edge.
That's
rush.
What everybody in the text line, it's unanimous.
And the reason I'm going rush edge or edge rush, I don't know why I keep saying rush edge, is because
he's projected in the third round. If you listen to character concerns, he's got a really good family, comes from a track star.
Yeah, rush edge. Yeah, he's really good. I just can't. It's so good.
I also don't know what our edges do, but it's not a lot of
rushing.
His mom
was a volleyball player. She had an electric spike, so you could see him getting up and knocking the ball down. Rush edge out of Clemson, Bob.
Yeah. Where can I find that information?
I don't know. But tomorrow you can find that information on Character Concerns. They get the guy from Ohio State, Tate, going number one overall. Edge rusher out of Mizzou in the second round, a running back in the third.
So I would go edge rusher just because you've got your guy on offense that you've built around. You need that guy now on defense. And to have that solid edge rusher for, the 8 to 10 years, as we'd like to say in Pollyanna world, is you like to get that guy. But you're going to have to replace Chris Jones. You're going to probably trade Trent McDuffie. You're going to make some decisions on the offensive side of the football that you need to, or the defense side of the football that you're going to need to address with young guys. And so I'd love to get that cornerstone edge rusher in here that I know we've got our stud on defense and we've got our stud on offense. Let's go.
Until you said, regardless of who's available, I was considering edge rush too.
I'm glad you didn't though, because it makes the conversation better. Well, let's just call it what it is. Right?
I've been like, hey, edge is problem one and problem two and problem three for this team. I've been beating that drum for a few years now. I don't plan on this team picking at this part of the draft again for the next half decade, hopefully full decade.
Right.
And I also believe this team, whether it's McDuffie, whether it's Rice, I think they'll have another pick in the first two rounds compared to what they have right now. They have one in each of those rounds. Now I imagine they're having, another one added, because I don't think they're paying both of those guys, and I think it's time to move on from one of those guys if you're not paying.
Well, you've
them.
Got, I just
think,
yeah.
Regardless of all the hypotheticals, I think one of them is getting moved this offseason.
Now, they wanted to pay both of them. Again, the best laid plan was they wanted to pay both. That's why they didn't make the moves at the deadline, because they knew that their draft picks would be valuable. They planned to sign these guys and whatnot, but things have changed since then.
Well, they have. So with that extra pick, I'm thinking, well, if they're not going to pay Rice, then you have a year or two to throw another dart at that wide receiver room. When are you going to be picking here again? If you're going to have a few extra picks on day two, maybe you go all in on the line then. And then maybe in 5 years, you're looking back and you're saying, hey, we got Patrick Mahomes' blindside protector and his stud number one wide receiver like he's never had in back-to-back drafts.
So here's the interesting thing, that you kind of talk about in there is getting the guys that you need at that wide receiver position. Yes, that is a must. Getting an edge rusher, yes, that's a must. And it just goes to show you, this organization does have some holes in it. It wasn't as good coming into this season as we all expected at every position. And when you go to three straight Super Bowls, you look past the obvious because it's working. And then when it stops working, that's your opportunity to really dive deep in and peel the layers back and peel the onion back and make those moves that maybe you wanted to make a year ago. But hell, we're coming off three straight Super Bowls. We really can't do that,
Well, the wide receiver room was kind of by design after the Tyreek Hill trade. Now they have picked, a few guys higher in the draft, but it was like, hey, where he's going to do more with less. You still have Kelsey here. We're going to focus on the offensive line. Man, in the defensive line room, they have thrown the darts in the first round. They just haven't hit. Karlaftis is somewhat of a hit. I know he's gotten paid, but I mean, do we think he's a game changer on that side of the line? They threw a first round pick at FAU. The free agent contracts, like Aminihu, haven't worked out.
God, I think they really wanted to trade that first round pick in Kansas City. I really do think they. If that draft wasn't here, I really do. I'll take that to my grave. I think they wanted to trade that pick, but then it's 32. You're in Kansas City. It's your night, and I think that's ultimately what happened.
Would you rather go get a veteran edge rusher or a veteran tall receiver?
veteran tall receiver.
Veteran tall receiver.
And then draft an edge rusher. Yeah, yes. I'd like a young edge rusher.
I agree with that.
I would like an experienced guy if you could. And by experience, I don't mean 30. You know, I mean, you know, that same age as Pitts is, you know, like 25 in that range. You know, a good tall wide receiver maybe going on to his second contract.
Did Juwan Jennings do anything for you from San Francisco?
He is a free agent.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
Six, I just feel like he's a possession guy. I'm not sure how tall he is.
Malcolm Kuntz out of the Vegas Raiders, free agent, 27.
That's a nice age.
I mean, they're going to probably keep Max Crosby there. I don't know if they can pay two defensive ends, right?
Yeah.
I'm with you on this. Yeah, I'd rather have the veteran receiver and the young, controllable edge rusher.
But again, things change. You know, everything is fluid. And so, you know, you used a term like, you know, best available or whatever when you were talking about the running backs and wide receivers. And that, to me, ultimately what it comes down to is you can't go in with a position when you have that top 10 pick or any pick. You never go into a draft saying we need a running back here, because then you set yourself up for failure. Because if you go in drafting, we've got to draft a running back, and you're ending up taking the fourth best running back instead of the best wide receiver on the board because you went in with that position, then you really screw yourself. So I don't want them to go in with a position, and they don't. This team has been very good. They've drafted players all the time at positions, and you're going, why are they drafting this guy at this position at this spot? Oh, that's why they're ending up doing that. So I think, though, with this top 10 pick, potentially having that top 10 pick, I would love it to be that bookend lineman defensive side of the football that you can build around for the next 10 years and have him and Mahomes just kind of run in concert together.
Coming up next, we'll get to start bench cut.
Oh, hang on real quick to interrupt you. I received a Patrick Mahomes update that people are going to want to hear just now.
95 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.